The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine rice, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo! There's only one.
Awesome. Good.
One team, one goal, one dream, one thing, one quest, one ring. One team, one goal, one dream, one thing, one quest, one
ring. Once again, it's on.
Welcome to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. Last night, the Cavs ended their regular season against the Detroit Pistons, and what many people thought would be a playoff preview. Those people are idiots, because anybody that thought it would be a playoff preview clearly had no idea what would happen. The Cavs starting lineup last night was Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye, Tristan Thompson, McRae. I don't even know his first name. I should. That's actually bad on my part. In Delly. And then Thompson basically started and was taken right out of the game so he could get his false record of playing in every game consecutively. And Delly played 6 minutes. But McRae was pretty unbelievable for a guy from the D-League filling it up. He had 36 points in a plus-minus of 3 for the game, which was tied for second on the team with Delly, second to a man that we know as the con man. That's right, Sasha Khan, on the last game of the 2015-2016 NBA season, led the Cavs in plus-minus at +5. And the stat line I predicted was a little too generous, but I didn't give him enough credit when it came to rebounds. He ended up with 2 points, 5 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 blocks on 1 of 6 shooting in 23 minutes. So the con man was representing. The Pistons really didn't play any of their players, and it was completely meaningless, but it did go to overtime, and the Cavs lost 112 to 110. So I guess that means they're doomed in the playoffs. I didn't get to watch this game at all. I'll be honest. I was at a show. I was hanging out with the wrestler RVD, who, if you are a fan of his and you've always dreamed of watching him do comedy and then smoking with him in the parking lot afterwards, you are in luck. He is making dreams come true across this country of ours. And it was a really good time. But I wasn't able to watch this great game, so I didn't get to see the con man in action. And there was no way I was going to force myself to watch that back, because it meant nothing. Another thing that meant nothing that people are making a big deal about is Kobe Bryant's last game. He scored 60 points. Wow, that's amazing. And I got to admit, I watched the fourth quarter. It was pretty fun to watch, and it was pretty cool. But he shot the ball 50 times. Nobody's even trying at that point. Why are we treating Kobe Bryant like the equivalent of the college basketball player with the heart condition who we let score, the other team lets score just so everybody feels good about themselves? Kobe Bryant is, at this point in his career, with the amount of shots he's taking, is the team manager with autism who comes off the bench and hits 4 consecutive threes and they make a movie about him on ESPN, and everybody's like, what an inspirational story. Except in this story, the inspirational figure is just a selfish, moody asshole who everybody decided to celebrate because it's his last season playing, and oh, he's so great, we should all celebrate him. Here's the thing, nobody likes him. No players, no fans, just dumb Laker fans who, if you are on Twitter, you know, Lakers fans are by far the dumbest fans of any team in the NBA. Just search Lakers on Twitter and see the stuff those people put. Your mind will explode. You would lose intelligence quotient points just from reading what these people say. So why are we celebrating Kobe? I don't know. Here's a victory for people with enough money to pay off rape accusations. With enough money to make their rape accuser settle out of court. Is that what we're going for? I don't know enough about that trial. I shouldn't say it. But the point is, they were letting him score. The Jazz knew they were eliminated from the playoffs. They were giving a half-hearted effort. And he shot the ball 50 times. Good, Kobe. You are one of the best players in NBA history. And it was kind of awesome to see you get 60 points on your very last game. But 50 shots to do it, you're making the right move in retiring, because that's disgusting to watch. If I would have known he was on shot 46 at the end of the game, I would have stopped watching. I wouldn't have got into it. But you know, you get wrapped up watching it on TV with Jack Nicholson in the crowd and Jay-Z and Kenny G. All the luminaries were there, and it was kind of cool. But he shot the ball 50 times, and the camera did cut to Shaq at the perfect time to show him not exactly celebrating while everybody else was. So now I just talked about the Lakers and Kobe Bryant for a couple of minutes on a Cavs podcast, something I never wanted to do, but I just think this deification of Kobe Bryant has gone too far. The man is an embarrassment. He took 50 shots to score 60 points. You might as well put an asterisk next to that. You know who could have scored 60 points with a lot less than 50 shots? Probably 40 shots. McRae, because he was on fire last night. When Kobe is being compared to a D-League player playing heavy minutes in the last game of the regular season, there's something wrong. Thanks a lot, Kobe. Goodbye. And I'm not going to talk about the Warriors at all because I hate them and I'm bitter and I'm an angry Cavs fan. So I don't care. Let them have the record. It doesn't mean anything. Throw off the records. Playoffs starting right now. I'm going to keep this short. That's it for now. Monday is going to be a rerun of an episode that originally aired on the same date in 1982. It's April 18th. 1982's episode, back when this was just a radio show. I dug it out of the archives. I was able to get a lot of the audio. It's a little choppy. It's a lot shorter because a lot of the audio has become degraded. But what's there is pretty good. So that'll be on Monday. Check that out. And the playoffs start this weekend. I can't wait. We got a lot of stuff planned for the show and the playoffs. And I look forward to the Cavs sweeping their way to the NBA Finals. And that is not my official prediction, but I would not be surprised if that happened.
And now, a call from...
Damon the Dog Walker! Hammond!
The time has come for what we've all been waiting for, Fan Appreciation Night, starring... Jordan McRae, baby! It's McRae Day! And who could forget, sorry Clem, I'm not going with your catchphrase, it's Con Air! That's right. Sasha Khan is going to throw it down on the Detroit Pistons. Pistons? More like pissed on. Ha! He's going to dunk right over Andre Drummond, and he's going to say, the only wings you're going to see next time will be those of the flies buzzing over your lifeless corpse. But it'll have a Russian accent to it. Sasha Khan, and you, Mr. Chris Clem, claim to be so positive and so happy. And hey, we got to keep our spirits up. And the line you project for Con Air is 3 points and 4 boards? Nope! This guy is going to post a double-double, 20 points, 24 rebounds in 24 minutes. That's what the con man's going to do. He's going to play more than 24 minutes, but he's going to reach all of those marks in only 24 minutes. McCray Day is going to have a quadruple-double. He will have probably 30 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, and 12 handshakes that are awesome. That's right. McCray Day is the Cavs' spirit animal. Anytime that the Cavs are in trouble, LeBron just goes, expecto patronum, and he reveals Jordan McCray holding back all the other guys on the bench when Kevin Love dunks once or twice a season. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see Richard Jefferson getting a lot of minutes and having weird ears. And I'm running out of steam here. Running out of steam. The last game of the year, I can't wait. The playoffs are finally here. And you're absolutely right, Clem. Just enjoy the ride, Cavs fans. You're two in your head. I mean, look, you complain that all our teams suck and we have one of the best teams ever and we're in the playoffs and we have a straight shot to the finals and we're complaining because they don't look as good as they should. You know what? Don't worry about it. We're all so worried about finally breaking the title drought. Let's just enjoy the ride, all right? Enjoy the ride. Happy McCray Day, everybody. Con Air and long live Delhi. I love all of you. Bye.
Go Cavs. All in. Is that what we're saying this year? I can't wait to find out what gambling-related slogan Dan Gilbert's team comes up with. So for now, all in, whatever it changes to, and have a good night, everybody. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
One goes out to everybody all over the USA that heeded the call to action for the mighty Lexus Rev. One, two, one, two, three.
We're ready, willing, able, and we're destined for success. We felt the call to action for the mighty Lexus Rev.
The stars and stripes were flying high, we heard the angels sing. The Lexus best man don't go sooner through the wrestling ring.
His body slammer round the world won everybody's vote. It almost knocked the hole right through the bottom of the boat.
Yo, we're ready, willing, able, and we're destined for success. We felt the call to action for the mighty Lexus Rev.
Or purple mountain majesties from sea to shining sea. Yokozuna's funds are less than they're cracked up to be.
Mr. Fuji couldn't cut it, so they got Jim Cornette. By the time Luger's done, they'll be easy to forget.
Now SummerSlam is coming to the home of Bill Laimbeer and many other Pistons who are really gonna cheer.
When Big Fat Yokozuna, who is on a roll, I guess, gets a mega Motel welcome from the mighty Lex Express.
We're ready, willing, able, and we're destined for success. We felt the call to action for the mighty Lex Express.
Let's press on, yeah!
Man. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.